am Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is December 11th, 2019, and we are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studio, where I am joined by Jim Senecropi and Kristen Bauer Gross, a modeling coach who will be talking to us about her new action program and more. We do have a sponsor today, and it is the 11th annual It's a Wonderful Life Run 5K. It's this weekend, December 14th. You can be a part of the best 5K in Central New York. You can visit itsawonderfulrun5k.com to register, shop for swag, watch a recap from last year's race, and more. Be sure to show up early and enjoy It's a Wonderful Life Festival, which starts Friday and goes all
Thursday,
weekend
actually.
Long. Thursday it
yeah,
does?
Yeah, there's events Thursday as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So I guess it starts Thursday, so you can show up extra early and celebrate It's a Wonderful Life here in Bedford Falls all weekend long.
And still registration's open for the race. You can actually register on race day.
Wow,
but
yeah.
I'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah, but anyways, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
I know that we've talked a little bit about everything you have going on in your life right now, but we want to let people know. Kristen is actually a Waterloo native.
I am.
And you are bringing some life into the Finger Lakes with your new program, a model coach. She has an industry day coming up in Rochester that we want to learn a bit more about.
That's right. Class of 99 Waterloo.
Ooh. Here
representing. But I'm glad to be here. And I had really for a long time wanted to create an online program. And I started in 2014 as a health coach.
Okay.
But after having worked in the model and talent field for most of my adult life, when I moved back to rural upstate New York, I felt like every day people were asking me, how do you get started in modeling? My daughter's interested in modeling. I'm interested in starting a new adventure. I just retired. Or all places in life in between. And so one day I decided, you know what? I think I'm going to switch my business model to my business model to model coaching. And so I had been doing one-on-one coaching for a few years, and I really wanted to offer an online program that was super affordable, that was accessible even at home in your pajamas from your smartphone. And so in the fall I launched Action, and the other really exciting thing I'm here to share about today is my industry day, which is happening in Rochester, New York, at a beautiful venue, the Marriott Rochester Hotel, Airport Hotel. There's quite a few Marriotts in the area. And industry day is really designed for both the experienced and the aspiring model, talent, actor, dancer.
Wow.
I have some incredible guests that are coming that day. I have several agencies lined up. And Sean McLeod, local celebrity, choreographer, dancer, executive director of the New York Institute of Dance and Education, Jefferson Award winner. He is coming to speak and to teach in the afternoon. And in the morning, it will be all about making connections with industry people so you can really get started working as a professional. But I got kind of frustrated when I was working in a local agency at the desk. And I'd hear people say they went to national conventions or big events, and they felt like all the opportunities that were offered there were if you moved to New York or LA.
Of course, yeah.
And so I feel like there are a lot of people who would love to model, act, dance locally, and that's my specialty. The local upstate market. So I want to connect people with the work that is available here. There is work available here. You just have to find it and prepare your skills for it.
That's really awesome, because that is, I feel like, a stigma almost. If like you hear of people wanting to be in that industry, they need to move away from here, point blank. That's what they always say, like, got to get out of, you know, small little upstate New York. But Kristen's here to tell us, obviously, that that's not the case.
Right. Well, I think that if you want to make a full-time living as a model or actor, you might need to move away. It's going to be much more challenging. Is it possible? I think so. But there is a lot of work here for somebody who wants a fun hobby that pays, a glamorous you know, side hustle, a part-time job. There's quite a bit of commercial modeling and acting in the area. And statistics show, Terry Berland in his book, Something About How to Get Acting, he says that the average successful actor starts as a small market commercial actor. So I think that there's less competition in small markets. It's a good place to get started. Before you invest all this time and money to move to New York or LA and do something that you, what if you get there and your rent is crazy and you have all this overhead and then you don't even enjoy it or you're not having success? Why not? Why not get started in a small market where you already live?
So I have questions.
Yes, ask away.
First question is, how did you start modeling? Like before you got into the coaching, like how did you go from my Waterloo class of 1999 to doing commercial modeling?
Well, I started by driving my mother crazy, probably. But I think I used to get magazines in the mail as a teen girl. You know, there was no smartphones or Google yet. There was no Instagram. And so I'd get magazines, and I think, this looks fun. And I don't know, I want to do something fun and exciting where every day is different, every day is a new adventure, built on my own terms. So I didn't have a coach. I wish I could go back and be the coach for myself then. I'd probably be about 15 million times more successful. But I started by asking around who was making money working in this area as a model. Turns out my librarian had some tips for me. Her husband was a commercial model and actor. And then slowly I learned some skills. Instead of getting my senior headshots with the typical senior headshot photographer, I went to somebody who specialized in that arena.
Cool.
And then I used those photos to submit to agencies.
Smart.
And
what was your first gig, paid gig?
Oh my gosh, my first paid gig. I can't remember my first paid gig, but my first cover was on the cover of the Syracuse Post Standard.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
like,
so cool. Is a model? Like, what was the,
It wasn't the newspaper. They had like an insert
cover.
Yeah, one of the Sunday inserts.
Gotcha.
And it was something about disco, some kind of disco thing. And
that is fun. That does sound fun.
So that's the first thing I can remember. But my first, you know, commercial modeling, if you interchange the word with businesses. So fashion models are working for fashion brands. If you look around upstate New York, there are not a ton of fashion-based brands here, but there are a lot of businesses based in upstate New York. And those are the ones that have work for models and actors around here.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So if you think about healthcare. And casinos.
Yeah.
And restaurants, hotels, car dealerships.
Yeah.
Any kind of business you can think of that is based in upstate New York. It's much
any kind of advertising, whether it's TV or print.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
so it may not be for fashion. There's not a lot of paid fashion modeling or acting in this area, but there is paid work. You just have to develop some skills. And
well, it seems like that would be the first thing you would do. And then you have a portfolio for when you want to take the next step.
Yes. So
if you want to take the next step. Or you can make a nice little side business for yourself, working a few weekends, a month doing commercial modeling for local businesses.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds nice. In this action, or I mean this industry day, that'll have a little bit of everything that you're talking about for people to get started so they don't have to go searching for their librarians or their random people that they're going to
There may
to
not
run
be
into.
A librarian near you who can help you. There may be, though.
Yeah,
librarians,
that is awesome.
Do not underestimate your librarian.
And that is when is this
so
event?
So Industry Day is coming up fast. It's December 27th.
Okay.
It's in Rochester, New York. Go to kristinb.com, kristinb.com. I have made a special gift for Finger Lakes One watchers.
Oh!
So the audience here at Finger Lakes One can use the code Finger Lakes, all one word, all lowercase.
Love it.
And you'll get $75 off your ticket.
Wow.
So
that's a good little deal. So people better be out there watching, and there's going to be a lot of ways that people can watch this. So I hope that you get some good Finger Lakes people that are interested in that.
Yeah. I feel really passionate about helping people because I really wish that, yeah.
There you are.
There you are. And you click it right where it says Industry Day.
Oh, right
and
at the top.
Then it will take you to tickets.
Look at that beautiful pose.
There you go. There's Sean McLeod and myself.
Awesome.
And I already have AMS Models, the largest commercial talent agency, coming. Launch Models and Talent is also coming to Scout. The Heart Agency is also coming to Scout. So not only will you build skills, but you will also get to actually connect with some agencies that day. Find out, what are they looking for?
Right.
Are they looking for people who look like you? What do you need to get started in all of this? And it's pretty exciting. I wish that there was someone who was there to help me when I
Absolutely.
Got started, which is why I feel so strongly about helping other people. I feel really frustrated when I see people get ripped off or scammed, or they spend a lot of money trying to get started, and then they don't really get anywhere. So I just like to give people the fast route to success.
That's
so
awesome.
They can leap over all the pitfalls that I fell into, and that they can just become a professional more quickly, start booking work more quickly. I have a great track record. You can see lots of testimonials on my website and on my Instagram at Kristen Bauer Gross, KristinBauerGross, which is in German, that means tall farmer.
Bauer
Gross, who would
tall
know?
Farmer.
Tall
yes,
farmer.
Tall farmer.
I love that. So, like you, I want to touch base on that a little bit. Your KristenB.com mm-hmm. has your online action program. What do people get out of that program that you personally put together?
Yes. So besides doing one-on-one coaching, I have the online membership program Action. So each month you get bite-sized chunks of information so that you're taking some action every month, and slowly over time, or quickly, depending on how much time and effort you put in,
right.
You see these small steps become big accomplishments. So it's really about taking small, consistent steps. My clients that consistently take action are the ones I really see have success the fastest. I have a client right now that just walked in her first fashion show last night. She is in her early 60s. She's a mother of four,
wow.
has grandchildren. She always wanted to do this and never thought she could. And she's only been one of my clients for less than 60 days.
Wow.
And she's already gotten an agent, gotten photos that helped her get that agent. She booked her first paid primary speaking role in a national commercial. And last night she walked in a fashion show.
That is awesome.
Wow.
So I'm really focused on not just fluff, but really helping people like make
right.
this into a reality.
Right. That is so sweet. I've looked at the site because we met before, and she has so much on there to offer. And I was reading like what you get each month, and the value is great for how much information
right.
that you're getting.
I'm still offering right now the intro price of $49 a month, which gets you every month a training from me that you can watch right on your smartphone or computer at home in your pajamas. A training with a masterclass teacher or an interview, and a live group coaching call where you can ask questions, get my laser coaching. And
wow.
so those three small components each month, you can watch as a replay later on, anytime on your own time, or you can watch them live.
That's great. That's awesome. Do you have any other questions on the modeling coaching industry, Jim?
On the industry itself?
Yeah. Do you work with more men?
Is there opportunities for 47-year-old men?
You
like
would
with a,
be
you know,
yeah.
still retaining some of their hair and just a few weathered features on his face?
Because you know what I find is that so many women think of modeling, but men rarely don't think about modeling. Some of them think about acting. So there's actually quite a demand for men because there's...
See you guys
gig.
Later.
Yeah. yeah. No, side gig. You have to still work
oh,
here.
Be a
but
side
yeah, you
from
can't,
that
can't
job.
Leave your.
You can't leave Finger Lakes One. You've been here too long.
But the two categories that book the most work in upstate New York would be women 25 to 55, and then followed by men that same age. Mm-hmm. And then the third and fourth booking category would be the next ages up, not the younger ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense around here, too, because when you worded it like you did, businesses, it opens up so much more opportunity for, you know, the TV commercials and the speaking roles. Like you said, it makes it a little more obvious that there is a lot to do in upstate New York.
Right, because when you think about who's buying, for
right?
Christmas,
yeah.
who are the buyers? They're often moms. families, grown adults. So while people think of modeling for teen girls, while that might be true in major fashion markets like New York, LA, Milan, Paris, London, here in upstate New York, the top booking models are typically women 25 to early 50s who could play a mom, a CEO, a business person, a wife, a million other things, a gardener.
Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. And thank you for giving us all that information.
KristinB.com, KristinB.com.
Correct.
Yeah, you can see everything with the Industry Day, like you said, the Action Program, and learn more about you.
And you can view your portfolio and see all the work that you've done. So it's just, you're not just blowing hot air.
I truly like to tell people that I'm still... I will be modeling and acting until they call me to do Depends commercials.
I love it.
So I am still modeling and acting myself and consistently trying to level up my own career. So I'm not giving people outdated information from a long time ago that worked for me, you know, back in the day or something. I'm giving people current time information that, you know, I'm using myself daily. I just booked a job myself for a company a few days ago. I was a hospital patient.
Love it.
For a, you know, a healthcare print commercial.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's so awesome. I'm glad we brought you on because this is something that a lot of people, I bet, don't know. Like, oh, we have this around here. So it's like bringing that awareness. And now you're here on Finger Lakes One where everybody's going to see and everyone's going to know.
Yep.
But you did mention Christmas, and I want to talk some Christmas stuff quick before we move on to photos.
It's a big weekend in Seneca Falls.
Yes.
The It's a Wonderful Life Festival. Mm-hmm. TheRealBedfordFalls.com has the full schedule, and it is extensive.
Jam-packed.
Some highlights. You got the parade on Saturday afternoon. Geez, I wonder what time. I should have had that at the ready here.
You should have. It's right on their site, ready for you to see.
Craft fair, Ultimate Wonderful Life Christmas Tree, Breakfast with Santa. Breakfast with Santa at the Seneca Falls Country Club from 10:30 to 12:30.
Awesome.
So there's events all over town, not just downtown. Screenings of the movie. Geez, there's so many events I can't even find the parade on here.
Let's think. I can't even remember. I just looked at it too.
Okay,
before we
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
It's a wonderful parade.
There's the train. It's a wonderful parade. And that's a big parade. A lot of people come out for that, actually.
No, it's amazing. It's a Christmas parade. I mean, this is it's December. You don't think of so many people come to Seneca Falls in December for this. And, you know, there are events all weekend. Saturday tends to be the big one because the 5K race, and they're looking at 6,000 runners this year.
Yep.
So, you can that influx of those people who come early enough to enjoy the other stuff and stay late after the race as well. I mean, the town just explodes with activity and people.
Bedford Falls, for sure. We are the real Bedford Falls.
Have you watched the movie yet this year? You ever see the movie?
I have watched it.
Yeah, it's
this
my
year
favorite.
Already. Have
no,
you watched?
No, I haven't watched it this year.
I haven't watched it this year.
In a few years, actually, but I've watched it.
I watch it every year at least once.
I think I need to watch it this year because I didn't watch it last year when we talked about this, and I felt left out. But it really is such a cute movie, and it's a classic.
Gets you in the holiday spirit.
It really does. Do you have like your Christmas lights and your Christmas tree and everything up already?
My husband put up Christmas lights for the first time ever.
Oh,
we have Christmas lights. That's awesome.
I need to have Christmas lights up on the outside and the inside, or I don't feel that super Christmas cozy feeling. I don't know. I love when I have the tree on and no other lights, like late in the night, because it just has a nice ambiance, you know. Do you have your tree up and all decorated?
Tree's up. I decorated it all by myself, no help from anybody. My daughter has no interest in it.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. She just doesn't. Never really did.
You'll have to turn it into a game or something. Like the pickle. You know that pickle? Have you ever heard of that?
The pickle ornament?
Yeah. Anyone do that tradition? No. I want to start it with my family, but it's
no,
like...
Secure the tree from Charlie Barbe. They delivered it. I put it in the stand. I put the lights on it. I got all the ornaments. I put all the ornaments on it.
Wow.
And then I enjoyed it, and I looked at it like a couple hours later, and all the lights from all the lights were off. Like they stopped working.
Oh,
and now
no.
All the ornaments are on it, and the lights are on it, and So you don't just like can't just remove the lights with all the ornaments. Oh. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. So I found out that it was just like the bottom strand of lights that wasn't working if once I disconnected a few, and so I only had to remove the bottom strand, the one strand of lights from the very bottom. So it wasn't a total disaster.
Yeah, that does sound a little miserable to have to take that all down once you just put it up. But
yeah, well, I didn't have to, luckily.
Yeah, but that's great. I've had my tree up for a while now. We just finally decorated it last weekend. And now I'm like, is it too early to wrap presents and put them under the tree? Some of them, at least, obviously.
Never. Otherwise, yeah. You end up wrapping them on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to do that. So you plan ahead. You get everything done ahead of time.
No, I end up wrapping everything on Christmas Eve, probably.
Oh, no, I can't do that. But I'm going to try and be proactive and at least get them wrapped and maybe not put out under the tree. Yeah, put them in a closet. But I do actually have to move into photos because I didn't realize how much time that we already have.
Time's flying. Yep.
Yeah, time flies when we're talking about awesome stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to jump into the photos. We have to pick our favorite photo. You'll see it on the screen. Our first one is an empty CSX train on the move in Lyons. This photo is by Justin
Shaw. Empty? There's nobody driving it?
I know. Oh, I mean, I know.
How do they know it's empty?
I know. How do they know? But that is a really awesome picture. That reminds me of the Polar Express. I love the Polar Express. Sue Wilkins captured this wintry shot from around Honeyoy Lake last week.
Nice.
Aww. Christmas is here. Another wintry view. This one is familiar, overlooking Honeyoy Lake. This one shared by Laura Loiser.
Yeah, there's a bench up there. It's an overlook.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A very heavily photographed
stunning
spot. But not as much a winter as summer. So
picture you in your red blazer right now in the middle of that photo. That is a beautiful photo.
Stand in front of it.
Don't
right
you
now
think? That's like a Celine Dion vibes at Christmas. I don't know. I need
you
there.
Can we like go halfway? Then?
Yeah. Beautiful. Next up is a sunrise by Peg Owens. The sunrise. We're taking it. Oh,
winter sunrise.
Goodness.
Wow. Sharp.
Oh, no.
Crisp.
These are going to be hard to choose from.
This is going to be very hard to choose.
Oh, and a rocky stream next by Travis J. Smith. Oh, my goodness. It looks like he added a little bit of snow in there.
That's
snow
a good
flakes
one.
That is beautiful.
I don't know if he added or if it's just in the air.
You think?
I don't like the tall shots, though. I like the wide shots.
Oh, I do.
I mean, part of it's because of the subject there, but I prefer wide shots. But
I like
good
that
nonetheless.
Karen Bardo says she was having a hard time keeping the Blue Jays away once they knew the food was good. Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Love it.
Blue Jays are mean.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, but they look so nice.
Are they mean to you personally?
Yeah, they put me down, belittle me, and I feel shame.
Rude. Sky rats.
No, they're mean to other birds.
They are?
They're very territorial and loud and obnoxious.
Maybe that's why I like them. Sounds like me. An adorable photo here shared by Christine Houseworth. Oh, no.
Well, I'm alpacas.
I love it.
Alpacas? Which is that? That's from the alpaca farm that's over in Bloomfield?
Maybe.
It's got to be, because there's a lot of alpacas. I don't think
I have done alpaca yoga there.
Oh, what?
You can do yoga with the alpacas. They're
that's so amazing.
They don't really do yoga. You do yoga.
They walk
and they
around,
just
though.
Stand and there with their
do they spit it all?
Hair?
No, that's a learned thing. If I've heard.
They give you a cup of food when you come to the yoga class, and then they eat out of your hand.
While you're in, like, the tree pose. Or
yes.
I love it. Robin Kahn shot this cool scene near the mill in Penian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty.
Wow.
Everything's so tranquil.
A lot of good snow pictures.
Yeah. And Shelley Lannon got us this great shot of an outdated building in a... What is, how do you say that? Aurelius?
Aurelius.
Aurelius. I was right.
Not Aurelius.
So proud of myself. Wow. She finds red barns everywhere and always makes them look beautiful.
Could be an outhouse.
Maybe. Okay, that was our last photo. So now we have to try and choose which one is our favorite. And we're making you go first.
I guess usually goes first.
I have to go first?
Yep. Traditions.
The alpacas one.
Oh, okay. See? Good.
Fair enough.
I let her choose that because I'm known for choosing the cute, fuzzy animals.
Oh, the animals.
I'm going to go with Oh, I think I have to go with, actually, I'm going to go with the first one. I'm going to go with The Train by Justin Shaw because it has that Christmas feel to it with it like going through the snow.
That one's cool. I'm going to go with Kristen, though, with the
Wow.
He usually goes with like the more aesthetically pleasing than the
Well, this one has
cuteness.
It all. There's a depth of field. There's snow in the air. There's so many alpacas? Alpacas?
Alpacas.
Alpacas? Alpacas.
Alpacan. They are
Llamas?
So cute.
What's the difference between that and a llama? Different breed?
Yeah. Well, they're both part of the same family. Is it the cameloid? I'm going to say. Don't take me for it. That's
not
my specialty.
Yeah.
But alpacas are much more, their demeanor is much nicer.
I've
and
been
they've only
some.
Been allowed in the United States, I think, since 1982.
Wow.
Something.
They must have told you that at the yoga
I went
class.
On a tour.
Oh, my goodness.
This goes to show how much I retained.
Yeah.
Wow. So I did retain a little bit.
That photo was by Christine Houseworth, and congratulations. Mm. Everybody had great photos this week. If you'd
they
like
were
to
good
share
this week. Really good.
Your local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click the link on the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com.
Wow.
Yeah, they were great. And now I need Jim, though, to tell us for It's a Wonderful Life weekend how the weather is going to be.
It could be anything, usually, you know. Like some years, one year it was the middle of a snowstorm during the 5K race. But most years it's been pleasant. This year, Thursday and Friday, next 2 days, are going to be really nice days. It's going to be sunny. Thursday's still going to be pretty cool with a high of around 32. But Friday, high near 44 and
wow.
a little breezy. But pretty warm for December.
Yeah.
But it has never rained during the Wonderful Run 5K. I don't know if that's going to help because Saturday is expecting an 80% chance of rain with a high of 43.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. And then, you know, into Saturday night, that rain might turn to snow, but it's really only going to get down into the low 30s, so there won't be any accumulation. Then on Sunday, a chance of snow showers in the morning, but again, a high near 36. So the only thing that you could hope is that maybe they're wrong on the temperature and, you know, we get some snow in the air instead of rain.
Yeah, because that could be slick.
It looks like this could be the first year with rain, which creates a lot of issues, especially if you're filming a video of the event.
with a drone. I was going to say you should get one of those, like, umbrella hats so it, like, covers.
Yes.
Well, I'm not worried about me.
Well, your
I'm worried
equipment.
About the equipment or the drones, too, that we use.
Yeah.
It can't fly in the rain. So
well, let's hope that there's some Christmas magic in the air and Bedford Falls does us right by not raining. It may be giving us a little
but
snow.
I can't wait. It's awesome. It's so Seneca Falls is so awesome this weekend. And the 45 minutes before the race starts at dusk at about 4:40 on the bridge, street bridge, is the most merriest Christmassy time of the year anywhere in the world.
Yes.
That one hour, half first. Hour to 45 minutes. It's unbelievable the amount of Christmas cheer in one spot. Have you ever been taking part in that, the It's a Wonderful Run 5K?
I am not much of a runner.
Well, you can walk
so
it.
So I should walk it. I haven't done that yet, though.
If it's not walk it, just
to, I'll
watch
have
it.
To do it. Maybe I can do it this weekend.
I promise you, if you do it, you'll do it again. It is unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else in the world. Something about it, it's amazing. I hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, but before we wrap up, I want you to give information on where you can find more information on Industry Day, on you in general, and, you know, a few little plugs. That would be
great.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so once again, I'm Kristen Bauer-Gross, your model coach. My website is kristenb.com. That's K-R-I-S-T-I-N. I know a lot of people spell it E-N. I don't. I spell it I-N. B.com. So it's a short, easy website, and you can click on Industry Day to buy tickets for Industry Day and learn more about it. But this is a great gift idea because I often hear people say today, you know, I have so much stuff. I don't know what I want for Christmas. So instead, you can think about, like, do you have a friend or a family member who's always wanted to become a model, actor, or dancer? This is something that's not a thing. For the person who has too much stuff, but they really want to start a new hobby, develop some side income, or go after a new adventure that they just maybe never knew how to pursue, this is a great opportunity. And I have a special code for everyone here watching Finger Lakes Weekly, and that code is Finger Lakes, all lowercase, one word. Put that into the Eventbrite section when you're checking out. Finger Lakes, all lowercase, one word.
Awesome. And what's the deal?
And the deal is, thank you. The deal is, there's four ticket options, but you can get $75 off any ticket option.
Wow.
With that code. So there's VIP ticket options, full day, half day. And either way, I'd love to see you there. And tell me, come up and run to me and give me a hug and tell me you saw me on Finger Lakes Weekly.
Yes. But that is all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
you gave
Kristen.
Us so much good information. Thank you, everybody out there that was watching. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be back again next Wednesday. And until then, have a great and wonderful life weekend here in the Finger Lakes.